That night, I didn't see him leave. He got away without making a sound. When I managed to catch up with him, he was walking fast, with determination.
Ah, you're here. You were wrong to come. You'll suffer. I'll look as if I'm dead, and that won't be true.
I said nothing.
You understand? It's too far. I can't take this body with me. It's too heavy.
I said nothing.
But it'll be like an old abandoned shell. There's nothing sad about an old shell.
I said nothing.
I'll be looking at the stars, too. All the stars will be wells with a rusty pulley. All the stars will pour out water for me to drink.
I said nothing. And he, too, said nothing. Because he was weeping.
Here's the place. Let me go on alone. You know my flower? I'm responsible for her. She has 4 ridiculous thorns to defend her against the world.
He hesitated a little longer. Then he stood up. He took a step. I couldn't move. There was nothing but a yellow flash close to his ankle. He didn't cry out. He fell. Gently. The way a tree falls. There wasn't even a sound because of the sand.